The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Over the past few weeks, we've been talking quite a bit about our partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. This group is doing some very important work across the nation, fighting the fight, defending our freedoms on a daily basis. And we need for you to step up. We're in the last week of this campaign to raise money for the Alliance Defending Freedom Fund. Your gift of $100 to Alliance Defending Freedom Fund will help defend your freedom, your religious liberty, and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles. Let me urge you to call 866-954-3388. You can text ADF to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link. We need for you to give at least $100 to that. You can give more, but at least $100. I need for five of you today to call 866-954-3388 and contribute $100 to this important work that Alliance Defending Freedom is doing. Denise Harley serves as legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. She's a member of the Center for Life. In this role, Ms. Harley focuses her litigation efforts on defending the First Amendment freedoms of pro-life health care professionals and pregnancy resource centers, and she works to defend pro-life legislation around the nation. I'm happy to have Denise Harley on the 94.5 The Answer guest line today. Good morning, Ms. Harley. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great.
It's always a pleasure, and let me just say how much we applaud what you guys are doing on a daily basis at Alliance Defending Freedom.
Well, it's a real honor and a joy to be able to serve these clients and to not charge them a dime. So yep. Thank you for your support so we can do this for free.
Well, and these court cases are very expensive, Denise, and I don't know how people survive without you guys.
Well, we hope they don't have to, because we have seen our cases get up to the Supreme Court frequently year after year, and we're thrilled to have the opportunity to handle more cases and support more clients.
Yeah. Let's talk about this case in particular involving the 16-year-old high school student. I think you guys have been involved in this. It's been in the national news. Selena simply wants to run track, and she wants to compete with other girls in her class and in her school. But that's not happening, is it?
That's right. Girls deserve to compete on a level playing field. But forcing female athletes to compete against biological males destroys their athletic opportunities, and it's not fair. So that's what's happened here. Selena has been forced to compete against biological boys who say they identify as girls, and it's been extremely demoralizing, and it's robbed her and the other girls of their opportunity to chase their dreams.
So, and the high schools are allowing this, and as I understand it, the state of Connecticut is allowing this. So, what have you guys done, and what do you think the ultimate answer to this is, and where does it stand presently?
Yeah, so if I can take you back to when Title IX was passed almost 50 years ago, the whole purpose of that was to prevent discrimination against young women in athletics and education. And so what we've done is we've filed a Title IX complaint with the Office of Civil Rights, pointing out that Title IX preserved that equal opportunity for girls to compete in girls' sports and not to be forced to compete against boys. So our Title IX complaint has gone to the federal government, which will initiate an investigation into Connecticut's policy, and hopefully ultimately we'll have a ruling that directs Connecticut to abide by Title IX and to ensure a level playing field.
And in this case, now you've got two boys in particular, as I understand it, who again are representing themselves as females and are competing with the females. And I mean, they have broken records. They've eliminated people like Selena and other females who really taken away their chance to participate in their high school events. And it's just not fair because, I mean, it just makes sense that a young man is going to be a little stronger and be able to compete better in track like this with a young girl. I mean, and that's why we have women's track and men's track.
That's exactly right. That boys will always have physical advantages over girls. That's science and that's common sense, and that's why we have women's sports. One of these boys now holds more than 10 statewide records that previously was held by 10 different girls and set over the course of about 20 years. So you can see that these boys are going to be on the podium. They came in first and second in almost every event they competed in, and the girls are going to be on the sidelines.
Wow. Wow. 10 records, 10 statewide records. I mean, it's just crazy. Denise, when I hear stories like this, it just drives me insane that we sit back and that the state of Connecticut and these high schools have sat back and let this happen. And thank goodness again for Alliance Defending Freedom for you coming to Selena's defense and all the other young girls that this is affecting.
Yes, there are actually 17 states now that have policies allowing young teenagers to compete based on their gender identity. This is the first case that we're aware of its kind, and so we're hoping that our Title IX complaint will restore fairness not only for Selena and the girls in Connecticut, but also send a message to these other states that a boy's belief about his gender doesn't cancel out his physical advantages. And what this kind of policy does is really it crushes these girls' dreams. It prevents them from potentially getting college scholarships and going on to that experience of being a student athlete at the next level.
Yeah, sure. So where does it stand now, and when do you think you'll have a decision?
We filed the Title IX complaint last week that will initiate an investigation and ultimately lead to some sort of ruling. We're hopeful in the next few months. Could take as long as 2 years, but the Office of Civil Rights within the Federal Department of Education will be looking into this, and we have every reason to be very optimistic that they're going to take this seriously, because again, women fought long and hard for these equal rights through Title IX.
Yep. Denise Harley, thank you again for being with us this morning and for what you guys do at Alliance Defending Freedom.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great one.
You too. Denise Harley, legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. This is just an example of the work that Alliance Defending Freedom does. Please call 866-954-3388. You can text ADF to 877-235-9405. Just the three letters, ADF, or go to our website, 945theanswer.com. Your gift of $100 to Alliance Defending Freedom's Freedom Fund will help defend your freedom, provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, like this case with Selena Soul, this 16-year-old high school student who simply wants to run track and compete with her fellow female athletes, not the boys who happen to be identifying as a female. So give generously, 866-954-3388.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.